2.
This Monday, November 13th, 2023, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride. Lots of strange things happening. It's a Monday, so, you know, we'll see what that means, what that, how that sort of colors today's broadcast. Some announcements and things, the schedule stuff. Maybe we'll talk about that. Okay. So let me just start. How wild and dystopic, you know, I always kind of want to do that these days a little bit. Where do you begin? I mean, how about this? George Washington, in his 1796 farewell address, among other things, said, "All obstructions to the execution of the laws," this is the president departing, "all obstruction to the execution of the laws, all combinations and associations under whatever plausible character with the real design to direct, control, counteract, or awe the regular deliberation and action of the constituted authorities, are destructive of this fundamental principle and of fatal tendency. They serve to organize faction, to give an artificial and extraordinary force, to put in place of the delegated will of the nation, the will of a party, often a small but artful and enterprising minority of the community. And according to the alternate triumphs of different parties, to make the public administration the mirror of the ill-concerted and incongruous projects of faction, rather than the organ of consistent and wholesome plans digested by common councils and modified by mutual interests. However, combinations or associations of the above description may now and then answer popular ends, they are likely in the course of time and things to become potent engines by which cunning, ambitious, and unprincipled men will be able to subvert the power of the people and to usurp for themselves the reins of government, destroying afterwards the very engines which have lifted them to unjust dominion." And obviously said a number of other things. Um, but I'll leave it there. And in contrast to that, the Daily Mail reported yesterday Donald Trump receives a double bird from comedian Bill Burr's wife at UFC 295 alongside Kid Rock and Tucker Carlson as they watched Alex Pereira and Tom Aspinall secure big wins at MSG, Madison Square Garden. So, you know, that's how wild and dystopic. It's just, you know, and to maybe further underscore this point, Saturday was Veterans Day. Friday, on Friday's broadcast, I had Jacob Peterson on this broadcast, which was phenomenal. I always appreciate that guy. He's a down-to-earth, solid guy, not, I would say, infected by the nonsense and the shenanigans. All of the dystopian nonsense. And I look forward to having him on again, hopefully soon, to talk about some serious stuff. You know, we really didn't dive that deep, but we sure could. And I don't think that happens really enough, you know, from people with a perspective like his. Anyway, the contrast of Washington's words from his farewell address. You know, what are we creating? A society of little babies, little you know, petulant babies that need a nanny, a mommy, to tell them how to behave, and, you know, a little sort of countervailing force for them to push against. But, you know, they think they're doing something fun and exciting, but really it's all exactly as planned, I would say, by and large. So you have Washington's farewell address versus the Daily Mail reporting yesterday, Donald Trump, I think it was late Saturday. Anyway, Donald Trump receives a double bird from comedian Bill Burr's wife at UFC 295. It's, you know, classless and more classless. Which is more classless? You know, should the president or former president be at a function like this? I don't think so. And should we be acting this way, as, you know, should celebrities be acting this way and conducting themselves in this way? No. It's all theater. And so it reminds me of a couple of things. So it reminds me of, this just keeps coming up, I think, more and more, year after year, Ethan Cohen's Twitter post. It was Twitter back then. Back in 2016, 10 years after Idiocracy was released, he tweeted, "I never expected Idiocracy to become a documentary." And so you have this, you know, what happened over the weekend. But it doesn't end there. How wild and dystopic, how idiocratic. I shouldn't even make that a thing. Some folks in Texas and some folks beyond probably are aware. You know, I mention Jacob Peterson because, you know, Brandon Herrera came up in the conversation a little bit on Friday. Not much. And some folks in Texas and some folks beyond know that gun bro Brandon Herrera is running for Congress in Texas District 23. You can see his, you know, if you've seen Idiocracy, then you know, you're familiar with Terry Crews' portrayal of President Camacho. If you go to, I mean, just go look for yourself. Go to Brandon Herrera for Congress, or don't. You know, don't encourage that kind of thing. Go look and tell me if that does not, that is not the, you know, life imitating art. Gunbro Herrera looks like President Dwayne Elizondo Mountain Dew Herbert Camacho. I mean, but you know, what do you expect? What is happening culturally? What is happening culturally? And the discussion is culture is the root of politics, and religion is the root of culture. So what's happening? What is our new religion? And I would argue, as I have said recently, that it is, you know, the, you can't separate, you can't separate church and state. You can't. It's not possible. You can try, but you will only create a vacuum, and bad guys know that's, you know, if you want to, in dialectical sort of fashion, you want to introduce something, a good way to do it is to create a vacuum. Oh my goodness, we need something. People will want to fill that vacuum, and it'll get filled with something. Hey, here's an option. We just happen to have a solution right here waiting. Was it Angus Bergen, right? I believe. Imagining a new moral economy. They're, you know, actually, you know, that stuff that happens long before the crisis arises. That way policymakers can just reach to the shelf for a solution, air quotes, solution. Brandon Herrera for Congress. And if it wasn't bad enough that Gunbro Herrera looks like President Dwayne Elizondo Mountain Dew Herbert Camacho, he has adopted the slogan, "Let's go, Brandon." But, you know, again, what do you expect? Donald Trump was at UFC 295 with Kid Rock and Tucker Carlson. You know, Mr. WWF himself. It's ridiculous. This does not typify all of America, but it is like a tractor beam. It is a magnetic sort of impelling force. It has, you know, it's a thing that sort of drags everyone along with it down into, you know, the cesspool, the abyss. Everyone is, you know, it's kind of like one of those Murphy-isms, you know, when the stuff hits the fan. One of my favorites, what is it? I can't even remember it now, you know. I'm going to have to, maybe I can find that during the break. But, you know, when the stuff hits the fan, pretty much everyone's going to be covered with stuff to some degree. That's what happens with this kind of thing. And then, you know, some people, because it's been, if no one speaks out in opposition to it, and even sometimes if you do, any press is good press, but if no one says, this is wrong, your mama raised you better than that, Donald Trump, Bill Burr, his wife, Kid Rock, Tucker Carlson, I mean, it's just feels like a big psyop. And everyone watching, I did not watch, but many people did. people are influenced by this. And someone should say, your mama raised you better than that. This should not be happening. I mean, I guess to Donald Trump's credit, he was in a suit with the classic Trump tie. Which Donald Trump was it? Let's ask Dick Gregory. It's the red tie, Donald Trump. Anyway, and, you know, speaking of clothing, you look at the way some people dress these days, and do you notice that, there is this widening disparity, class disparity. It's so crazy that people can't see it. There's, you know, all of us who are being encouraged to fight with one another, and then there's, you know, the silver-tongued folks who are telling us all to fight with one another, and they don't dress like we are being encouraged to dress, you know, with trends from prison and things like that. I wear baggy clothes because, you know, that's what they do in prison. You know, it's a one-size-fits-all outfit, and so, hey, I'm going to emulate that. They don't dress like that unless they, you know, go to the beach. Maybe you're familiar with the, I'm alluding to the, you know, very graphic depiction of Klaus Schwab, for example, when he's not, you know, giving Dr. Evil speeches. Anyway, this has an impact. This has an influence on people and culture. And I think the evidence of that speaks for itself. Brandon Herrera running for Congress reminds me very much, and I'm not joking, I'm not being hyperbolic at all. I'm not trying to be sensational when I say looking at that reminds me of two things. If you go there, Brandon Herrera for Congress.com, reminds me of Idiocracy, President Camacho, Gunbro Herrera. And it reminds me of Idiocracy, and it reminds me of Trevor Aronson's article, How the FBI Created a Terrorist. You remember how, you know, so Gunbro Herrera is Mr. AK-47, so Sammy Osmakosh is, you know, the guy that made the martyrdom video, only it turns out it was the FBI that made the video. Just insert Manchurian Patsy here. And I think what is happening in America, there are so many layers to this. Everywhere you look, this kind of thing is happening. You know, and it's very juvenile, and it's very dark and sinister, and there are a lot of weird, seemingly anomalous kind of effects to it, but not so anomalous. I think very intended. So what is not happening is responsible behavior, you know. I mean, even the smallest things. Speaking of guns and things like that, hunting isn't what it used to be when Dad and Grandpa used to go out with a cigarette or a cigar and a flannel into the woods and some kind of gentleman's hat to feed the family. Versus now, more and more, the hunting industry seems to be emulating military stuff like everything else. Why do you suppose that is? I'm sure it's just a coincidence. Guys LARPing in the woods. Interesting how that's happening, isn't it? Everything, you know, I mean, I have definitely talked about the military background of all things, you know, using as Exhibit A Perhaps George Friedman's Brain Bar Budapest talk, Is There a Global War Coming? It's sitting with you now. I introduce to you the iPhone. Anyway, I understand that, you know, pretty much every firearm has its tradition in some sort of military application. I guess we're in a break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraine, Ltd. at Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Harp on this too much. Hopefully you can see the contrast that I'm talking about. Washington's farewell address, 1796 farewell address, versus Donald Trump at UFC 295 and all of the shenanigans and going ons there, and that sort of thing being emulated. You know, the movie Idiocracy trending toward becoming a documentary. As Eaton Cohen tweeted back in 2016, and, you know, it's been almost going on 20 years, and now what do we have? We have, you know, Brandon Herrera, for example, running as, running to be Congressman Camacho. And there's an aspect of it that's funny, maybe. I don't think so, really. I think it's very serious. I don't want to belabor this. I want to move on. But, you know, it does remind me, BrandonHerreraForCongress.com reminds me, you know, let's go, Brandon, really? Reminds me of, I mean, gosh, man. So on Friday, Jacob Peterson and I talked about Tim Kennedy a little bit. And I said, I feel bad for the guy because I think he wants to be the hero that he is portrayed as, but I think that he's a sellout. I think that he is a psyop. And I think that that causes problems for people like him psychologically. Eventually, the cognitive dissonance will break you down and wear you out. Being double-minded like that. The Bateson double bind that you go to sleep knowing you are a shill. You're a sellout. You are a phony and a fraud. We'll get to you eventually. You know, I think it's unfortunate. And I think that these kinds of things are not accidental. So, you know, there's that kind of cognitive dissonance or that kind of you know, competing mindset. You're LARPing. But who are you really? And, you know, how is that so far removed? How is that markedly different than what Trevor Aronson is talking about? You know, how this FBI strategy is actually creating U.S.-based terrorists. You know how I've mentioned on occasion that, you know, most Americans, I think this is an increasing problem, suffer from some degree of schizoaffective disorder. They're not great at distinguishing between reality and fantasy. This is being induced societally. And, you know, it's the old map terrain deal. You know, the map is not the territory. This is not a pipe. You know, this is not a story. You know, the Alan Dulles territory. And there are so many ways that we could have that conversation that people don't realize, the things that we say and do that are not, you know, that sort of fall into this category. Anyway, schizoaffective disorder. Brandon Herrera looks like he suffers from this. Looks like he has mental illness, actually, emulating art and fiction and fantasy. Did someone put him up to it, like Sammy Osmakosh? And you know how I have mentioned many times using the narcissistic personality disorder Wikipedia entry as an illustration. Wikipedia entry says this: the DSM-5 indicates that in order to qualify as symptomatic of NPD, person's manifested personality traits must substantially differ from social norms. Who decides what those are? What if everyone... You know, generally, what if the social norm is people suffer from schizoaffective disorder and have trouble distinguishing between fantasy and reality? Oh, that would never happen. Really? Well, what's going on with the pronoun thing? What's going on with the bathroom thing? What's going on with the transition in the the DSM versions over the last few decades that, you know, used to say homosexuality is a mental illness and now it's a lifestyle? Couldn't happen, huh? Seems like something's happening. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
It was on this day, back in 1789, in a letter to Jean-Baptiste Leroy, that Benjamin Franklin wrote, "In this world, nothing can be said to be certain except death and taxes." However, the folks at Rand Corporation in particular, the Strange Lovian crowd, has seized upon the strategy of probability, because it works in plausibly deniable sort of fashion. You know, did we do it on purpose? No, but there's always the nudge. Let's, you know, let it happen on purpose, or help it happen on purpose. There's a lot of helping it happen on purpose going on these days. Anyway, I don't want to belabor the stuff I was talking about in the first two segments. You know what I'm talking about. This is the place where we gather to commiserate in contravention to the gaslighting. So that's kind of what that's all about. It's a bizarre thing, though, to see, you know, things like Donald Trump at UFC 295 and the things going on around him. But Chris, that's our culture. Well, I think as the world looks in, it's disappointing and embarrassing, even humiliating. And, you know, that kind of thing being emulated by the Brandon Herreras. Let's go, Brandon. I can't even believe that's a thing. But, you know, am I really surprised? No. I guess not. Maybe we should play a little bit of Walter E. Williams. He had some brilliant little compressed sound bites about the proper role of government. And, you know, speaking of election season, he had some great points about, and we've played, you know, clips several times, the idea that, you know, if anybody actually ran on a constitutionally orthodox platform, they would be, you know, laughed out of sight. Are you kidding? You can't do that. And the point, I think, is there was, need to get to some business, but, you know, real quick, there was a talk that Walter E. Williams gave back in the 90s, I want to say late 90s, and you can watch it on YouTube. It's about a 26-minute video, the Turney Collection, libertarianism.org, published it on YouTube under the title The Decline of Morality and Society. And he sort of explained in very, I think, pragmatic sort of terms, this is what should be happening, but, you know, everyone's doing the go-along-to-get-along thing, and basically it's happening because of a decline in morality in society, which in turn is creating a deeper decline in morality in society. It's a downward spiral. Because apparently we don't have the strength of character to say no. There's business stuff I got to get to. There's business stuff. But, you know, I want to talk about this other stuff first. That's so fascinating. Where does it end? There was the Secret Service shooting last night, I think, you know, and as some have commented, if you or I did that, we would end up in jail immediately and probably prison eventually in short order. The FedGov can do whatever it wants. Is that constitutionally orthodox? I thought the 10th Amendment says what it means and means what it says. What do you think it would do psychologically to Americans if Gunbro Herrera got elected to Congress? Maybe we should step back and talk about elections. The national election pool that tells you who you voted for at 9 a.m. before you went to the polls. Here are the exact number of votes collected for this person, exact percentage down to a tenth of a percent. And here are the exact votes for this guy at 10 a.m. Well, how did you do that? Well, it's exit polling data. I mean, not a single poll has closed. Not a single vote has been counted yet, right? Yeah, it's exit polling data. Do we know? Does anybody know anyone who's ever been participated in an exit poll? You can't find anybody. Where are they? Who would do that anyway? Who would say, yeah, I voted for this person? That issue notwithstanding, what would happen if somebody like this gets elected? It's, you know, Adam Kinzinger's Taliban. Here they come. The NAR... Maybe it should be NAR-15. Maybe that's a thing. That's what we'll call them, the NAR-15. You know, who are going to usher in, you know, in dominionist sort of fashion, the new crusades. And guys like, you know, S-Mom, Knight of Malta, Alan West, are going to lead the charge. No, it's a good thing. No, Alan, it's not a good thing. So, you know, on Brandon Herrera for Congress, let's see, as sole, maybe I should, you know, as sole owner of the AK Guy Inc., when I read as sole owner of the AK Guy Inc., why do I feel like if the gloves don't fit, you must acquit? Why do I feel like I'm hearing that? Is that so that, you know, is it in Streisand effect? Is it sort of indirectly rebutting the idea that maybe the FBI is helping create this persona? Somebody is, you know, and where is the line? Where's the line on that? Same as, you know, soldiers become SF people, become, you know, special agents, become contractors, soldiers of fortune. The PSYOPs MISO crowd becomes, you know, perception management, and there's crisis management. We've talked about that in the past. How there are these firms run by spooky people, led by spooky people that come in and do the cleanup, the mop up, you know, perception management stuff after some strategy of tension situation. Same kind of thing. So, you know, is it an indirect way to sort of distance from the possibility? No, I'm not, you know, absolutely 100% not guilty. Okay, that's weird. Who says that? Who talks like that? Anyway, obviously it bothers me. I think it's very problematic. I think this is, you know, a trend. I think it's evidence of how wild and dystopic things are in America. And things that, you know, we don't pay attention to because we don't want to, really. Honestly, you know, here's an interesting thought. There is the discussion in law that ignorance is no excuse of the law. And I think the Bible even supports that concept, which is interesting. I think, you know, it's something that's dug into in a few places. Maybe an entry point on that would be Romans 7, for example. Anyway, I digress. Here's another thought. Sunday, Monday, Thursday, football, NFL stuff. 3 days a week. Bread and circus. If you give them bread and circus, they will not revolt. First century Roman satirist Juvenal. Been a few years since then. Seems to be working swimmingly. Speaking of UFC, anyway, 295 and former President Donald Trump and everybody else and all the shenanigans. Are we all suffering from some degree of schizoaffective disorder in America? And here's the real rub on that, and I'll just move on after this. The thing that's really crazy about that is, as I've said before, you know, in America we suffer generally, broadly, from a thing I would categorize as, you know, a pornographic addiction to tragedy. We've been kind of like when somebody gets groomed, you know, in different ways. You know, we've been subjected to it to the point that most people are kind of addicted to it. And in just to sort of grossly oversimplify this, if you look at the, you know, television dramas, the nighttime TV drama kind of stuff, and how that has escalated over the years to, you know, a blurring of the lines between, again, between reality and fantasy. The practical application in this sense is that most people view reality like they're watching a nighttime TV drama, like they're watching NCIS or something. They don't feel necessarily, I mean, so your mirror neurons are playing tricks on you and saying, this is, you know, you're actually in this. Again, you're LARPing by projection. And at the same time, it's like you're participating in it, but you're not a part of it, if that makes sense. And so you can't do anything to shape it. And that's how people perceive their own lives. Ooh, this is interesting. What's going to happen? Will it have a Hollywood ending like Trevor Aronson talked about? But they don't do anything, and they act as though they're powerless and helpless to do anything in their own lives to affect some sort of different outcome. There's no agency. There's no, you know, power to affect their own agency. It's a very strange thing to witness. But it seems to me this is what's happening, and that's how people look at their own lives. And then when they see the things that happen to the people around them, as much as we want to all say that we believe and think that we believe that we want good things to happen, that we want right and justice to prevail, how many people are, you know, because of that, what I call pornographic addiction to tragedy, are secretly kind of hoping that some catastrophe befalls people as they watch things around them, or, you know, they see something where somebody is being unjustly, you know, attacked or whatever, in whatever fashion, and they won't do anything to do anything about it because, A, they have been sort of groomed and engineered to act like they have no agency, and B, because secretly, no one would ever admit this, but, you know, they actually want something bad to happen because it feeds that addiction. That's a really horrifying and grotesque thought, but I think it's happening. Anyway, speaking of the NFL, U.S. military is a sponsor. Even PBS, 10 years ago, this was right on the heels of the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act of 2012. Even PBS had the report, Defense Department paid NFL millions of taxpayer dollars to salute troops. Even PBS, Andrew Mock's article back in 2015, it was actually. United States Department of Defense paid the National Football League more than $5 million in taxpayer money between 2011, oh wait, that was before Smith-Mundt Modernization Act of 2012, to 2014 to honor U.S. soldiers and veterans at games. An investigation revealed this week. And I think this is sort of a limited hangout anyway. I bet it was a lot more money, but it's been happening for a lot longer and it continues on. I'm sure it's a bigger controversy. So, but this is a problem. And so where are we now? I would argue, you know, is the NFL actually just a branch of MISO or PSYOPs now? Is that what it is? What's with the backwards flags all over stuff? I caught a few minutes of the, I mean, obviously this was Veterans Day weekend, you know, got a few minutes of, what was it? Jets, Raiders. Raiders in Las Vegas is weird. You know, in the Jets last week, I saw a couple of minutes of that. What's with the backwards flag? And that green seems, you know. Anyway. So what's with the backwards flags? It's advancing, Chris. You don't know that? Really? Then is the NFL the military? Because isn't that supposed to be, you know, where is it? You find these, you know, posts certain places. Here's why the U.S. flag sometimes appears backwards. This is a military application. Well, NASA does it too. No, this didn't always happen. This is a new thing, and we hear that it's advancing. Well, it's advancing. Well, then stick it on the other side. On the military uniforms, you'll see what's called the reverse side flag. No, I call it something else. Infiltration and subversion. Stick it on the other shoulder. What was the problem with the other shoulder? And now automobile manufacturers are doing it. And, you know, it's everywhere. But, you know, taking a step back from there, why are flags all over NFL gear and, you know, cars and trucks and stuff in the first place? Doesn't 4USC tell us that is a no-no? We're not supposed to do that. When I was growing up, we heard you do not put flags on stuff. And now everybody does it. You know, it's just a thing. Has been for years. 4USC clearly says you cannot do that for marketing purposes. So you can do it except when you can't? And like Alan Watt reminded us, you know what that's called? It's called lawlessness. That's what it's called. And that does not bode well for us here in America.
Right to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite.
We're going to break.
Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend.
Sure, my father, we'll go to break.
He suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
segment of the first hour. For USC Chapter 1, the flag. Use of flag, let's see, Section 3, use of flag for advertising purposes, mutilation of the flag, any person who within the District of Columbia in any manner for exhibition or display shall place or cause to be placed any word, figure, mark, picture, design, drawing, or any advertisement of any nature upon any flag, standard colors, or ensign of the United States of America, or shall expose or cause to be exposed to public view any such flag, standard colors, or ensign upon which shall have been printed, painted, or otherwise placed, or to which shall be attached, appended, affixed, or annexed any word, figure, mark, picture, design, or drawing, or any advertisement of any nature, or who within the District of Columbia shall manufacture, sell, expose for sale, or public view, or give away, or in possession for sale, or to be given away, or for any use, for any purpose, any article or substance, being an article of merchandise or a receptacle for merchandise or article or thing for carrying or transporting merchandise, upon which shall have been printed, painted, attached, or otherwise placed a representation of any such flag, standard colors, or ensign, to advertise, call attention to, decorate, mark, or distinguish the article or substance on which so placed shall be deemed guilty of a misdemeanor and shall be punished by a fine not exceeding $100 or by imprisonment for not more than 30 days. Anyway, you know, the point, I mean, this is a deeper discussion for sure. You know, where does the concept of colors and flags and things come from? You know, false flag operations, what does that mean? What is the meaning of these flags and things? This is a deeper discussion. I think we've gotten into it a time or two on this broadcast, but that notwithstanding, the idea is that this is a sacred instrument. And it's really interesting. It's fascinating, you know, what's happening here. And I don't think that we understand any of the nuances, generally speaking. My understanding is that, you know, backwards and upside down conveys meaning. If it's the British Union, well, how do we know? That's interesting, isn't it? But if it's our flag, you know, there is meaning to the fringes and the, you know, all the other stuff. It has meaning, conveys meaning, whether it's displayed militarily or civilly. You know, why are the stripes displayed horizontally versus vertically? Do people think about these things? No. Why would we? That'll do it for the first hour. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.